Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Show this morning we have Greta O'Leary coming to us live from the Big Smoke. Tamaki Makaurau here to talk about their new record River Dark, which is been out for maybe a week or two, I want to say. Good morning to you, Greta. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. I'm very well, thank you. How are you going?
I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very well. I just mentioned to you before, on the kind of tail end of just an annoying bad cold, but you've had arguably the worst cold. You've had influenza recently.
I have had influenza, and it has been a ride.
A real battle, it sounds.
An absolute battle. I couldn't walk. Whoa. I actually couldn't walk.
Whoa.
For like maybe 2 days. I was, like, getting help. Yeah, it was not.
Far out. Did you have, a friends, a partner, family who were helping you out?
Yes, I had family helping me out, which was really great.
That's awesome.
I don't know how I would have fed myself.
Yeah.
Were you I lost some weight.
Oh, God. Were you on a liquid diet?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That is certainly a brutal time. Were you, I assume, just a lot of soup. A lot of soup. Vegetable soup.
A lot of soup.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Man, well, that's a lesson for the future, eh? Get jabbed up. And I don't know. I always get paranoid that I don't have enough, like, medicine on hand. That's a good warning to do that as well. Yeah,
getting things stopped up. Yeah,
how
it's been interesting for the release. Like, it kind of went into a very sick haze, and then, you know, I couldn't really sort of bask in it because I was just so unwell. And then I'm just sort of coming out of it and trying to get some of those feelings, but it's always a little bit different. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. It's definitely impacted that. Is it also going to impact your ability to play live in the short term? Like, do you have a shortness of breath or a bit of brain fog that might prevent you from being able to enjoy that?
I think I'm getting there okay. I just played a song on the radio this morning, which went okay, so that was promising.
Okay.
And we ended up having to cancel a few appearances in our Auckland live show, but we're rebooking, so... I think we're all good now to get back into the live phase. Yeah.
Exciting. Very, very exciting. Another really exciting thing about the record I saw is that you did a kind of behind-the-scenes video on Instagram where you went to Holiday Records to see your very own vinyl get made. You saw the process. What was that like?
That was so cool. I've always wanted to go into the plant. And obviously this was my first press, so it was really, like, special and momentous for me. And we were able to tee up going in when production was happening, which was, like, quite hard to tee up because it's like production can kind of never stop. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, you know, and when it's going to happen, it was changing all the time. But we got to watch it go from, like, the little beads.
Yeah.
And then get melted down and then get pressed into the record. And then I, like, took one of the records and it was still warm, and then went and, like, put it on the record player and then listened to it. So it was it was really, really special. And just in general, having that, the vinyl has just made this, like, just made it a lot more special, the release, and a lot more tangible, like, my feelings of my... gratification compared to if it was just, you know, going out there on the internet, which is so common.
Yeah, it's so ethereal. There's nothing to fit. There's nothing to hold, you know. Now you've got something to hold. You've seen it being made with your own eyes.
Totally, totally. And being able to, we had a listening party and I was able to, like, hold the thing and be like, here it is, everyone. And then we play it. And I'm so grateful. Like, it can be really hard to press vinyl, but I'm so grateful that we were able to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. I can't get over the fact that you just turn a few little beads into a disc and then somehow you can engrave sound on the disc. You know.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, gets me every time. Now, the record itself, River Dark, I want to talk about the background about it, because it was written in what you call an inward year, where you were pretty much just focused on music. Was that... a struggle at you, a struggle for you at all? Were you like, you know, limiting your socialization to just focus on tunes? Was that all you were doing?
Largely it was. Like I didn't play live much that year, and I was kind of, I guess I was gearing up for a big change, like, because now I've moved out of Pornicky, and I was gearing up for that change. And I think because I hadn't been like working full time as an artist previously, I realized a lot of my life was like just really distracting me from the work, or it wasn't feeding into the work. And I wanted my life to like align differently. And so I just had to like close a bunch of doors. Like I needed to like set the tone. And I mean, I don't know why I needed to do it so intensely. It's just like, for whatever reason, that's what I needed to do. And I became very, very focused and way more introverted than usual. And then it's like slowly that like has opened back up again. But my like my life focus is like cemented, you know, like it's opened up in a new way that like feeds into my life. Like I'm finding everything a lot more harmonious now, if that makes sense.
Are you usually that kind of all or nothing about a lot of different aspects of your life?
Yeah, I think it's a theme.
Crack up.
I don't want to take any steps until I know exactly, and then I'm sort of full ball. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think it's great to spend time doing what you love, and music is a prominent thing in your life, it seems. Another prominent thing I noticed about this record in particular is that a lot of the promo, even the cover, was features this backdrop of morning or dawn or dusk. It's one of the three options. The wee hours, you could say. You know, how do those times and setting reflect the record, do you think?
I haven't really thought about that. That's just happened organically. But I guess I find the world really quite busy and quite sort of too loud and too much a lot of the time. And so I find like dawn and dusk and the night really wonderful respite from that intensity. Like, you know, this morning I was up really early and out in the world, and it's just so peaceful. And I'm just so hungry for that quality. And I think that's similar in the actual music itself too. You know, like I really don't like to overfill. And I like small moments to like really shine through. So just kind of a slightly like lower stimulation thing.
It's ironic you like that because you're in Auckland. You moved there.
I know. there is some peaceful pocket. You know, you design your own life wherever you are. But
very true.
It is a big city.
Yeah, super big. I want to, I guess, touch on one of the heavier tracks on the record, "So Lucky," which to me I interpreted it as a kind of a way of digesting a relationship where the person you're with kind of never understood or saw you as your true self. And you say kind of deprecatingly, "I'm so lucky. My baby left. Not going to be no ball and chain. Can play this woman's game." Do you think that is this where kind of a lot of the stresses on the record, particularly the ones about the pain women endure in relationships, are kind of born from?
Sorry, what was the question? Can you repeat that question?
Sure. I guess the track "So Lucky" kind of read to me as maybe like an originator of a lot of the pain on the record. Is that kind of apt?
No, I don't talk a lot about, I haven't talked about "So Lucky" very much, but it's not about romance. I'll give you that.
Okay.
And so there are some themes of like grief and sorrow, I guess. Like I don't know about love anymore. I guess that's like a heartache song. But it's very much more about like self-discovery or like grief and change and like growth from like an individual perspective as opposed to like a relational one.
Interesting. I completely missed the mark on that. that's on me.
Everyone does. It's very Yeah. That's exactly what you would expect with that song particularly.
Well, I think the themes on grief present throughout the record, though. I mean, the titular track "River Dark" warns the listener not to fall in the river dark. You know, is that term "river dark" like another way of describing, you know, black pilling or giving up on the world and yourself?
River Dark, I don't know if I'll be able to describe it eloquently, but for me it was like the River Dark is this like place that I was like warned not to go to, like certain elements of oneself that pose risk in terms of like mental health or the like dark or forbidden corners of yourself or of like life. And it's kind of about the journey of like allowing myself to like go into those waters, and that journey actually being like the key to like all like lightness, like as well like all the positive things and finding purpose and happiness. It's like going through this, like through these dark waters that I was, you know, I've always been told my whole life to stay away from. So the River Dark is this, it's dark, but it's this like wonderful, rich, watery place.
Yeah. And I mean, rivers are famous for their ability to sustain life and also take away, you know, the drought and the flood season.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that a lot. I actually want to touch on that notion of, you know, being not necessarily controlled by other people, but being told to, you know, be quiet. I found this quote in a biography where you said you were taught to be quiet, be good, polite, and never say the truth of things. And in that regard, you said you're a late bloomer. I guess I want to know, how does it feel to bloom? And, how does it feel?
Oh, it feels really wonderful. All of that's very true. And I was very repressed young person, and I didn't I just didn't understand anything about self-expression and about being seen and being sort of safe to do, you know, like to take risks and to be vulnerable. And that's been like one of the big threads of life. And this album, and also starting to you know, play live a lot and be in the public eye, really feeds so nicely into that. And so it makes me really happy. And even though it was like slow, I think it's like the right time for, you know, the timing is just right for me. And I probably, like, if I had gotten into performing when I was a lot younger or in school, it probably would have been terrible because I didn't have the, I wouldn't have had the resilience to cope with it. Where now, as I find it quite easy, because of all of those experiences.
Yeah, going from strength to strength, you know.
Yeah.
Going through the valleys to get on top, to the plateau, to go into another valley, to get to a higher plateau, to go to a deeper valley, to go to a higher plateau.
It's a journey.
It sure is. And I want to know, will you be coming to Otipoti as part of any potential tour in the near future? Or not necessarily the near, but the mid to long term, short term future?
I would really like to. I haven't played down there for a couple of years now. But yeah, stay tuned. I'm going to, we're slowly building like a touring map, and I'm not in a rush. I think we'll stretch it out over the remainder of the year. So fingers crossed. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I'm very excited to see you come to Otapoti. It'd be awesome. Thank you for putting out such excellent tunes and for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final words for our listeners tuning in?
Have a listen to the record. You can get the vinyl still, and it's available everywhere. And I wonder if it's any stores in Dunedin. I don't have the list of record stores.
But, possibly Relics or JB Hi-Fi. Those are the immediate ones that come to my head.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Relics is the best record store in the company. In the country.
In the country.
What am I, Christopher Luxon, calling a country a company? Jeez. thank you very much, Greta. Appreciate your time, and looking forward to listening to this record a lot more.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you. Cheers. All right, folks, that was Greta O'Leary. We're chatting about their new record, River Dark, which is out right now. We're going to be playing the titular track from that record, and we'll have some news at 10:45. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Don't get in the river dark. Resist your passage. Never knew I'd been played in all my life. I'm not that kind. The stakes are in place. Take heed.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.